if you're going at masses, it was the factory to work for. Wages-wise, conditions-wise, everything. It was the factory to work for.
From being the jewel in the crown to not being required was quite a shock. But with no tractors being produced, it was fairly obvious that there was going to be redundancies.
We were capable of building the tractors that the French built, but they didn't see it that way.
More than 1,000 people are losing their jobs at Massey Ferguson after its American owners decided to transfer production overseas.
I was sitting at the desk doing a bit of paperwork and my cell leader come up from behind me with a pile of papers in his arm and he said, "That's it, the place is closing." And I thought, well, you know, what's he on about like? So he went off to the next person. I started to read this thing. This was a genuine statement of intent. I think then it really hit you that, well, it really is closing now.
When that news came through, how were you feeling?
Frightened. Frightened. Didn't know whether I'd get another job or what. I was 54. I didn't think I'd work again. You know, in that 12 months, you got, it's like having the sword of Damocles over your head. There was one guy who actually killed himself, committed suicide, after he'd been made redundant.
After 56 years and more than 3 million tractors, the last Massey Ferguson rolled off the production line at the Banner Lane factory in Coventry today.
It was a little bit surreal, really. People just standing around looking at one another, and it was quite an emotional time.
Everybody was going around saying goodbye to everybody. The doors closed, people went out the door, and that was it. They were gone. Never saw them again.
There is sadness as another piece of Midlands manufacturing is confined to the history books.
Disheartening, really, to see somewhere that had been so vibrant just isolated. There were still coats hanging on lockers. There were half-drunk cups of tea. It was just like the Mary Celeste. It was really... it was eerie.
It didn't take long for them to rip the place apart.
The assembly shop was stripped clean. The machines were being taken out to go to different parts of the world. Somebody I knew who worked in the tower block, and she said it was like watching dinosaurs ripping this factory apart.